Matthew 16:3. He said, and in the morning it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. And we have said again and again that it is meant for us to know how to interpret the time of the signs, because God has given us this grace, this opportunity for us to be able to do that. And it is for us to do it. Amen. The book of Daniel that we read at the beginning, Daniel 2, verse 21, tells us about God. He said, God is the God that holds everything. He said, and he changes the times and the season. There is this special power that God has. And this power that he has is a power that does what? That changes the time and what? The season. Even when he has prophesied, even after he has spoken, at times he still does not allow the thing that he has spoken to happen exactly at the time that he wants. Meanwhile, at times, he makes things to happen exactly as he has said. Why am I saying this? See what he said to Abraham. He said to Abraham, he said, your children will go to a strange land, and they will be there for 400 years. After that, they will come out with great treasure. But when we read the Bible and the times were calculated, we found out that instead of 400 years, it became 430 years. Why? Because they felt probably that this 400 years, immediately it is 400 years, they will be rescued, there will be deliverance. But nothing happened because God will not do anything except we work together with him. He said, can two work together according to the book of Amos? The answer is no, except what? They agree. He has spoken his words, but they have not shown the sign or the acceptance of the word. They just renounced and they felt whatever God has spoken, he will bring it to come to pass. I don't need to play any part. But one thing is that Abraham brought sacrifice for him to even get the prophecy. One thing we saw is that Nebuchadnezzar sought to know about things that is going to happen to his kingdom. That was why he got the prophecy. So until we start aligning ourselves, start agreeing to the ways or the programs of God, some things might not come to pass despite the prophecy. So the Bible said that it was until the cry of the children of Israel, when the wahala was becoming too much, the problem was becoming too much, the servitude was becoming too much, the slavery was becoming too much, things were so hard, they started crying to God. And God has to go and touch Moses where Moses is. He said, return back. Return back. Go and set them free. Because when Moses wanted to do it, part of verse, the fact that he knew about the prophecy, they rejected him. So he ran away. The Bible said he was around 40 years when it happened. By the time they would go out of Egypt, it was already 80 years. And the calculation of the time was 430. So that first, when he was 40, that he wanted to, so that it will be, which is supposed to be 10 years, 390 years. That is 10 years before 400 years. So that by the time it will be 10 years, everything would have been settled and they are out. They rejected him, so he ran away. So by the time he will come back to make the prophecy to be fulfilled, 30 years have already entered. Do we understand what you're saying? So at times, because of us, God changes the seasons and the time, but he has that power to do it. We also need to work together with him. Amen.
Amen.
So though he has that absolute power, Satan don't have it, yet there are some few things that we just do like that without we agreeing. Yet he even needed a Virgin Mary for Jesus to come on earth. He needed a heart that was prepared for him. Jesus did not just come, bam. The Bible said that there were many virgins. But Mary was well favored. He needed more than a virgin. So he needed the one that was prepared. The one that was ready to carry the Savior. The one that was not just a virgin physically, but also a virgin spiritually. The one that does not think of any other God but God Almighty. So when he was coming, that one that has prepared herself, without even knowing why she was so righteous, why she was so clean, she was just following the commandments of God. She was just following the things that God said. Just following the truth and obeying the truth. She didn't know that when she was doing that, her life was becoming a pleasure before God. Was it written in the Old Testament that God is going to come through Mary? Genesis said the woman. The name of the woman was not given. That means it could have been any woman. And this is the teaching that we are teaching today. Preparing ourselves for his second coming. Preparing ourselves for his rapture. That the thing that God really wants from us is the fact that we need and we must receive the righteousness that he has given us through Christ Jesus and do the works of righteousness so that we will be blameless and without wrinkle unto the perfect day. For he is coming according to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. He's coming for a church that is without wrinkles, without blemish. He has given the provision, which is the provision of his blood, so that we can be clothed with righteousness. Yet, we need to look. We need to get prepared. We need to look forward to his coming. Nevertheless, we are dealing with the prophecies of Daniel. So that we can have an understanding and we can know that this Bible we are talking about, this Bible that we are reading, is real. Because these things that are written here in the Bible is like history, it's like religious history. Meanwhile, it's more than history. But it's telling us that things that are written here are things that have happened before. And will still happen again. Because some prophecies repeat themselves. No wonder God is the one that changes the seasons and the time. This earth we are, I said it last week, I said it 2 weeks ago, and I've said it so many times. That this is not the first earth. There was water. Sand was already here. Because water is on top of sand. You can't have that water on earth without sand. You can only have it in the firmament without sand. But this earth that we are, it has to be that sand was already here. So where did the sand and the water come from? Before God was saying that the water should separate themselves from the water. And then it was giving boundary to the water so that the land, the sand can appear. Have you not been so Genesis talk? That is what is written in the book of Genesis chapter 1. The water was already there, but he now asked the water, commanded the water to be separated so that we can have lake, we can have sea, we can still have water under that we dig to form well. But he separated the water from water so that we can have land to now have vegetation. Well, we can have land that we build houses, that we live. We can have land for every other thing. Amen. So that grazing can also take part. Can also happen because we have land. Amen? Amen. So these things are reality. The Bible is not fake. It's not fiction. It's not a super story. It's a book that is speaking unto us our life. That was why I said last week, it would be wrong for us to be considering this Bible as a European religion. It is not a European religion. The European themselves, they were Gentiles. Yes, Bible was used to come and manipulate us in Africa. That made us to sell our properties. Give them our gold. Give them everything. But it was good that that trade for battle was a good one. Because we received life. Whatever we have given, even the slavery that we have done, that we have given for the purpose of this knowledge that we have now, cannot be compared to the reward that we gain. So we don't look at that thing that makes some of them to come and and use it to lie. Are they not still using it to lie today? Are people not still using the Bible to lie, to slander other people? So it's not a new thing. But the good thing is that those whom he has opened their mind, he has given us a grace. And may you have that grace to understand the truth of the word. Because this Bible do set free. This word of God do set free. There is freedom in the knowledge of the word of God. There is life in the knowledge of the word of God. So we cannot say that this religion was brought to us to cheat us, to put us in slavery. Forget it. And ask yourself, the ones where they put we up to now, we are still putting ourselves in slavery in the name of religion. Praise the Lord. So we have to understand the reality of what we are talking about. That this Bible is real. It is meant for our good. And we have to embrace it that the Bible, the Word of God, is meant for our good. Nevertheless, last week we talked about Daniel. How the hand was written on the wall. Mene, mene. Take care of passing. It's just like what God said to Samuel when Samuel came to anoint the children and to anoint David. But before he anointed David, the first son was brought to him. And when the first son was brought to him, he said, "No, Samuel, this one is not the king." He said, "I considered him and I rejected him." That is what happened when our soul, our spirit is not given to God. We might be making it on earth. It could be as if we are a great king, a great person, like Belshazzar was. He was a great person, the son of Nebuchadnezzar. That greatness made pride to enter into his mind like his father, that he went to carry the things that belong to the temple, and they were drinking and were enjoying themselves, getting drunk. And see what God said. He said, "You have been weighed in the balance, and you have found wanting." Just the same thing God said to Saul. He said, "Man, look at the outward appearance." He said, "But God looks at the heart." And this is what is the purpose of our message of understanding the times. That we should know the times we are getting into, the times we are now, but at the same time, prepare ourselves. It's not a matter of churching, like coming to church. It's a matter of our hearts being given unto God. He said, "My son, give your heart to me." Can you imagine that that son did not change, even though his father was in the wilderness as a beast for some years? Anyway, that was last week. Daniel chapter 7 says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, he said, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the son of the matters. Daniel spake and said, "I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another." I told us that after Daniel, by the grace of God, was able to interpret the dream, was able to tell Nebuchadnezzar his dream and to interpret it, even Daniel started meditating. Because it is what you ask that you will be given. Daniel started thinking about it. And God now gave him details. Details of that Daniel chapter 2. It's not something different. Just as we still see it in Revelation. It's still the same thing being said and given in different ways. Amen? And each telling us different dimensions of these empires, of this kingdom. He said, Daniel spake and said, "I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to him. That was the first one, Babylon. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this, behead unto another like a leopard, and had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to him. This was the Grecian Empire, the one that I said with three rims. We will explain it later on, was the Media and Persia. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. He devoured and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that was before it, and it had 10 horns. Consider the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the 4 horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things, blasphemy. Daniel was being shown the dimension of the power of the greatness. When Nebuchadnezzar saw it, he saw the kingdoms just like a statue. How they will walk, how they will move, how they will rule was not given unto them. But now Daniel is seeing it, and he's seeing the same dream. I tell you, it's the same dream. We know by the interpretation. But in the force, in the power, in the way they will govern, in the way that their government is. The head of the god is that of the lion. It roars. It dominates. It takes over. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me continue. I beheld it, the thrones were cast down. Notice that the thrones were cast down. Oh. Just like we said that the hand came out from the mountain and with a stone crushed the feet, and he crushed the feet, but the whole image fell. Let us not forget that. You know, when you read this and read this and read this, you think they are all different things happening. You see this again in the book of Revelation chapter 13 and so on. They are just the same vision, but being revealed by God as it fit that particular season and time, or as it will fit a particular season and time. This one was told as an image, and then now as the piece, as the heart of that image. What is the heart of the one that has the head of gold? What is the heart of the one? How is their behavior? How is their governorship? How do they rule? How is it now is being explained? Even in chapter 8, there is still other ones, but we are not going there today. Even I don't tire myself after this one, maybe I will just go to Revelation and go to the book of Thessalonians. Otherwise, I'm not going to be there and finish the dreams of Daniel. But it is good to have this background, so that when we are talking about it in Revelation and we are referring to all this, so we know we have had it before. Yes. It will not become new again when we are doing the explanation. Amen. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Hallelujah. Whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, a flame, and his wings as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. thousand thousands ministered unto him, our God. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, saying, I am among of them. Ah. Woo. As I read that, they make my body. He said, 10,000 is ministering unto him. After the rapture, praising God before the final judgment. Hallelujah. He said the judgment was set and the books were opened, but the thousand and thousands and 10,000 were ministering unto him before the judgment seat. That means something happened before that time. A rock crushed the feet. Something happened. And then a time was given for Ruth. Let me continue. Let me not be faster than myself. Praise the Lord. He said the books were opened. I beheld them because of the voice of the great wolves, which their horns spark. That means the government of the earth was not yet totally cancelled. Do you hear that even the little horn was still speaking when this thing happened? Did you get what I just said?
Yes.
Una must know, amo.
Yes.
Because I must teach una these things. Una must know. I know we are preparing for God, but we must know. Let it be heavy in our hearts. Don't be joking. You people must know it. Amen. That is why these things are available on YouTube, and they are available on Facebook, and they are available on Anointed Tube. We have three places where you can rewatch these videos again and again. Facebook, Anointed Tube. You go to Anointed Tube, you type Pastors in Europe. You will see my picture there. You click on my picture. When you get to Pastors in Europe, in Anointed Tube, click on my picture and you will see all the preachings there. Apart from our Anointed of God Ministry page in YouTube. So we have three places. I wish you share the messages of this ministry. Learn to share it. Learn to subscribe. Learn to share it on Facebook. Share the messages. Stop enjoying sharing other ones. As you like other people's own and you are sharing it, that is how people also want to hear from your own pastor. And they like your pastor's own. You think it's lie? If I look at our page and look at those who listen to the messages in Eastbrook, I tell you they're up to 150 from Eastbrook. He tried to say from Eastbrook, Austria. I don't know the people. But the more you share it, more people in Austria will be listening. Because it's not everybody that knows our page to go there to go and watch. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, thousand of thousands. He said, I beheld them because of the voice of the. I was still watching. I was still looking. What is this little one saying? Why is it doing, saying, speaking blasphemy? Why is this little one? And do you know what blasphemy is? The one that does not recognize God as God. The ones that know that this is God but deny God. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist. And when we say Antichrist, it's every one of us, anybody among us, that refuse to accept who Jesus Christ is, that refuse to accept who God is an Antichrist, because that one is behaving against Christ. But this one is the one that breaks himself and says, that, I mean, we have had a lot, we'll not get Jesus off of you, bro. I've been in Nigeria. How many people have come as Jesus? We have Jesus of Oyibo. So we have different Jesuses. And each of them will come, they will say they are the Savior. And in our present eye, they will die and they will never resurrect. Yeah, when they resurrect to hellfire. Because they blaspheme God. When they go on earth, they resurrect to hellfire. After all, everybody will have eternal life. Eternal life to hellfire, eternal life to everlasting life.
Sorry.
That is just how it is. You know the other Jesus that came out to South Africa, where did he go?
Yeah.
That one, okay, I deceived them for some while. And look how poverty, no, God will punish poverty.
Amen.
Every kind of power and spirit that is putting Africa to be poor. At least I wonder, why are we poor? We went to school. What is that thing that is holding us, tying us down to really, truly apply the knowledge that we went to school to learn? This is not the ordinary eye. Now, juju. people that are enslaving us in a modern form. That is truth.
Unknown to us.
It is not to us. We refuse to accept it, sir. What are we talking about? Look how rich our continent is. And yet the poorest, who they can do us? And we talk like this, we shout like this, at the same time we go back to our house, sleep and wake up, eat food, it don't end again. We are not taking it up, so something is there. Why is it that it is very few in our country are able to make it? We have a lot of graduates. Why is it that it is very few that have been able to, we are talking of bribery and corruption that is has eaten us too much. Why is our, is it that this our brain will not need bribery and corruption? What is that demonic power that is oppressing? And yet Jesus Christ, that we go to church every day to go and pray, Jesus Christ said he came to deliver everyone that is oppressed by the devil. What did it happen? Why are we confessing him with our lips and not with our heart? I think that is what the problem is. If Nebuchadnezzar, who was a Gentile, can see God and God appear to him, even Pharaoh, because of the word of God to Abraham, Pharaoh dreamt. He saw corns. Big corns and tiny ones, and the tiny one ate up the big one and they still remain thin. He saw seven big fat cows, and then seven thin cows, and the thin cows ate up the fat cows and they still remain thin. That was a Gentile. God prophesying, revealing himself through a Gentile for the purpose of his word to come to pass in their land. What did they do our own land? May that power, not our leader, is we. That power that is oppressing Nigeria, may God destroy that power in Jesus' name. It makes me to be ashamed at times. Now you vote on here. It makes me to be ashamed. When the one that will deliver Nigeria will come, it is we that we kill. We keep killing our Moses. We prefer Pharaoh to rule us than Moses. I don't come up for the preachers, me again. We prefer Pharaoh. We prefer Pharaoh. Even here in Europe, we prefer Pharaoh to rule us than Moses. May God help us.
Amen.
What did they say in the wilderness? Moses said his meat. That thing we were eating in Egypt was good, though. Manna is not good. They were beating them. They didn't give them straw. Now they are free. And they have heavenly food. Enjoy spiritual relationship with God. And they say, get meat. You are in freedom. You are not thinking how you will not bring the meat safe. Even into the wilderness. Maybe they are cows. Or rather their sheep. They were not thinking of auto. They say, let us go back to Egypt. May you never go back to Egypt.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
May God give you the grace to move forward to the promises that God has promised and given you. You will enjoy the inheritance of the gospel. You will enjoy the inheritance of the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not go back to Egypt. In Jesus' name. Let me come back to my preaching. Amen. Amen. He said, and the body of this one that was, he said, I beheld even till the beast, this beast shall be slain, and his body destroyed, and give you what? To the burning flame. So when God says that at the end of the day, he's going to put Satan. He said he will first of all put the Antichrist inside the fire before he will put Satan inside the fire. Abaddon, I will treat that later. He said we put them inside the fire. first, before he will not put the demons, don't be lying. Daniel already said it, and Daniel is Old Testament. In his dream, he saw that that one that was ruling last and was blaspheming was put into the fire. Daniel was grieved. He said, I, Daniel, was grieved by spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and I asked him. This is the ministrations of the angels. May the angels of God minister unto me, Jesus.
Amen.
This is one way that we get victory in this earth. He said, rejoice, I have overcome the world. How has he overcome the world? By your own faith that you will have in Christ Jesus. When you agree that actually has overcome the world for you, it will become a reality. But then he sent his angels to help us to accomplish these things. He said the angels are what our ministry servants. So Daniel was dreaming, angels were around. He said he went to one of them. He said, tell me, when did be this or why he did dream? Inside the dream, he was asking inside the dream, what is the meaning of what I am seeing? Father, let your angels stand by us.
Amen.
Let your angels help us.
Amen.
According to what you have said. And promise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body. And the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. And this, I believe, is Angel Gabriel, as we can see later on in chapter 10 and 8. He said, this great beast, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Say a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the kingdom we belong to. No matter what is happening now, we are living in a kingdom. And that kingdom that we belong to is the kingdom that will stay forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in God, believe in this son, shall not perish but have what? Eternal life. Right from here, we are enjoying life. Because he said the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life, that you should have this life in abundance. John 10:10. So abundance, let's enjoy it here. As we receive it by faith, as we walk by it by faith, that means bringing into reality that which God has spoken. Amen. So the angel started interpreting to him. He said, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Don't worry, all these things you are seeing, it shall come to end. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass. When it says of iron and of brass, it's a kind of a combination of the force of the kingdom of Babylon, the head, which is of gold. He said iron, the Roman Empire. And the nails of brass, which is that of the Media Persia, the Grecia Empire, Greece. Amen. Wow, I like that. People are following them. You see that they're going to give me, they're going to correct me. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Ah, that makes me happy. Amen. Because these things are things that are confusing, but now that you begin to listen, God be so now like this, you talk. I'm happy. It was a test that was not a unconscious test, but you people passed it. So I'm happy. Hallelujah. God is glorified. Amen. He said the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, Roman Empire, and his nails of brass, which therefore break in pieces and stabbed the residue with his feet. He said, and of the 10 horns that that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that on that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. He said, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints. So which time be this time? Iron and clay, they fit. Mixed together, iron and clay. We have been in this season. We have been in this time since the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. How much longer is this season and time going to be before the final day of rapture? That is why we need to prepare our hearts. He said, I look until hallelujah. Amen. He said, I beheld, and the same arm made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the ancient of days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and it shall be devised from the first, and it shall subdue three kings. I'm going to tell you that history now. And it shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints. When? Even now the saints have been wear out. I told us last week, I said Antichrist, Satan has always been looking to bring one man to worship him, to promise one person he's the kingdom of this earth, because his son is seeking for one to worship him, he's seeking for one to bow for him. He's ready. In the book of Revelation, he said Satan gave his power. He gave his power to one king to rule. You can imagine Satan giving his power. He said that when he gave the power to that one man, he said, all the people of the earth, they worship that man and they worship the beast. It's like God bringing Jesus, giving us Jesus, so that through Jesus we can serve him. He said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through me. Everything that God does, Satan wants to do it. The book of Revelation told us, when Hitler come, what do Nazi say? It was the prayer of the saints that stopped his work. As with killing of people, killing the Jews, because it will always be against the Jews. It will always be against the church. Anytime the Antichrist is coming, anytime that one man, he wants to rise up and sign that contract with Satan the devil, it's always a fight against the church. Because Satan don't want anybody to worship God except his own very self. And I don't know why we worship an angel who has now fallen and become a demon. May God protect us and give us the revelation that we are able to say no to Satan and to say yes to God forever.
Amen.
That attitude of Daniel, that you saw that the people, they set up Daniel. After Daniel, in the book of Daniel chapter 6, after Daniel accepted and they made him the third of the kingdom, what happened? The other governors, they set him up and said, what did they say to him? You should not pray. Nobody should pray. Fighting the church. Churches must close down. You don't go to church except online. And when it is online, it has to be controlled. If you talk anything that is not proper, it's going to be canceled. So before you know, churches are wiped up. We're not doing house to house cell. And you know how it is. But when the saints pray, God sends his angels and the mouth of the lion, the mouth of Babylon, the mouth of the lion, the mouth of Babylon be shut by the angels of God, so that the saints will not be devoured, and God Almighty His name be praised. And His glory be revealed to the earth. I believe I said something here. He said this little one, they say, Naro. And they talk of, praise the Lord. That is what happened. And they're talking about that was what happened. When this iron, before it now become Davash, Rome was the iron empire. We said that last week or 2 weeks ago. And then out of this iron empire, 10 king Rome, it rose up. It happened in the past already. When this 10 king rose up, Vatican itself, small on, and then talk about my theology, and I agree, and I make me the teacher, amen, because I read it, it be like that. I not be the prophet where it bring down. I be the prophet where it listen to the prophet, amen. Just as Daniel listened to Jeremiah. I believe you so. Daniel read the books of Jeremiah and knew that this was the time they will leave captivity and decided pray. So I am a prophet that listens to prophets. And because I believe the prophet, because the prophet analyzed the word of God, which is meant to give us, to teach us, to give us doctrine, I believed. And because I believe, I teach. Amen. And this is history, so you can go and search it. This is not a matter of saying this thing. Go and read about the Roman Empire. You will get it. There's history. Roman Empire was divided to 10 kingdoms. And this 10 division of Rome, I calculate the name, put it here, so make you listen. Praise the Lord. Ostrogoths, which was exterminated, it's no more. Vandals, exterminated, it's no more. Hetuli, exterminated, it's no more. 3 kingdoms. 1 rose up and swallowed up. 3. Remaining 7. Who are these 7? Franks, which is now France. Soevi, which is now Portugal. Alemanni, which is now Germany. Anglo. Who said Germany just now? Ah, you don't know that one. God bless you. Alemanni, which is Germany. Anglo-Saxons, which is England. Lombard, which is Italy. But the Rome, at least I said Italy. I purposely said it. There. You don't go there. God bless you, sir. I purposely said it. Why did I say it? He said a summon came out of the tent. Our feet, how many toes they get? 10. The summon one came out, swallowed up 3. So we have a city inside a country that is a country. Vatican City. A city inside a country that is a country. Praise the Lord. We have Switzerland and we have Spain. All these were part of Roman Empire. They were the strong ones. And one small one came up and started saying great things. There is something about the Roman Empire now that is representing God Almighty, which is not supposed to be so. There are some words spoken. I asked us last week, which power affects the whole world and the whole world listening? Which country? Vatican. At least for now, there is nothing Pope says that the nations of the earth don't listen to. Now I want to ask us, is everything that comes out from there that is biblical? From all that I know, no. The simple one is homosexual. Have we been depriving them of food? Have they not been getting job? Why should not be a writing that they should be allowed in the society to get everything that every other person gets? Who has been depriving them? I had my own as chef. Who has been depriving them? No, but now it has been approved. And then it was twisted that no, the thing that was written was that they don't want them to be deprived of their rights. The fact is that you have just endorsed Sodom and Gomorrah. So that every government will now start approving it. Thank God for my Nigerians, if they catch anybody, they put out of prison. Praise the Lord. So indirectly what? Endorsing it. Because I ask myself, who has deprived them of their rights? They have been eating and drinking and getting job. Even Joe Biden married man to man about 6 years ago, about many years ago when he was in government. He married man to man. Who deprived them? Why not endorsing it? And telling me that it's because you want them to enjoy right. So I said it's a religion body, but is everything that comes out of his mouth that agree with Christ, that agree with the gospel? The answer is no. So many things we have looked over it. Christmas, Sunday services, and so many other, we look over them. We take it at any Sabbath day is our Sabbath. But the fact that there is someone who is breaking new regulations, and if we look at it critically, it's blasphemous to God. Out of the 10 horns, a small horn rises up, exterminated three, and speaking blasphemy. There is no time that Satan comes. He comes with the plain language. Satan always comes through deception. So if we are not full with the truth of the word of God, we will not know it. We will not see what is inside. He said, did God really say that you should not eat of the fruit of the garden? Was that what God said? He generalized the statement until Eve, thinking that she was speaking to somebody who loved God. And she wanted to defend God. She said, no, God is not that bad. He didn't say so. He said, it's only this one tree that we should not eat from. We should eat from the rest. Say, oh my God. Say, mumu. This one is the most important one. That is the one you should eat. Because the day you eat it, your eye will shine. You will be like God. She ate. She was not like God. In that sense, she was naked. Exterminated from God. Broken from that relationship. But thank God for Jesus. It's not every word that we hear that we take. Let us always refer to the Bible. It's not everything that comes from the end. A lot of pastors are just like him. A lot of pastors, they say so many things. And I always tell God, Father, help me so that it's only your truth that should come through my mouth. Amen. Amen. So this thing's already happened and it will happen again. There is one that we agree to the system of the world that every other person will be deceived. And we take what the world is offering as real, as harmless, as not destructive. But Bible tells us that God is a God that changes the seasons and the times. So we need to pray if we don't want some things to happen. And even if this is a time that God wants us to get raptured, that we must be part of those that goes. Who will tell us that today they will tell you and I without vaccine you cannot walk? I read it, one doctor from Oma Austria. He was a dentist, or she's a dentist. And she said nobody should come to her patrician to go, or what did they call her for English? I don't know. To her clinic or whatever. That one I see Dutch. To receive treatment for their teeth, instead they are fully vaccinated. When doctors are beginning to reject the patients, are you not being forced? I told you I'm not against the vaccine, but let us take it willingly. When you have a day, why the force? Why the coercion? If I take it, does not mean you should take it. It's your choice when I take it. It's your choice when you take it. Why should my livelihood be threatened? I'm not only threatened, but actually taken away. So that I will be forced to do it. Why? And yet, they said it's not effective enough. I don't know which of their stories is true. Some of their stories say it's effective. Another story say it's not effective. But when I look at the whole thing, I said they took one, they took two. Now they have taken three. My people don't take the third one. I know my people now. Last week, they don't take the third one. In the same year, and yet it's not yet effective enough. The AstraZeneca, they said it's for 1 year. AstraZeneca is already ready to take the second one. AstraZeneca said after 6 months, you take the second one. So where come, where do we have, where could Abuku leave us now? Just let us know that we are going through tests. We are not yet sure. We believe this thing will work. And let us willingly come and take the test. Don't take my livelihood from me. It is Antichrist. It's a spirit that is not God. You say we shouldn't go to a club, we say we hear. You don't go to a restaurant, we say we hear. You even lock us in the house. We shouldn't go. We pay my family pays 100 euro because my young boys, 2 minutes past eight, he was in Iran, 450 euro. We pay, not the yoke. Just 2 minutes, the boy was on our way, on his way home. Now let him police see because he be black. He was with Oyibo. Oyibo passed. They went to black. 450. I have the evidence. I paid. Why? And we are still doubting the seasons and the time. Who will tell us that because of vaccine? Because of vaccine, because of corona, you are sacked from your work. If they tell you that last year, will you even believe? Before we know, we will not be able to buy again in the supermarket. Okay now, I'm not saying I'm back of the pistol. Have we not been killing it? Is that not the characteristics of the back of the beast? And look at Satan playing it out now, even before the time. Bible says it's the mark of the beast. You will come after, you will not be able to buy, you will not be able to sell. Your work will be taken from you. And this one is not mark of the beast, or it's testing vaccine. Oh, it is testing the mark of the beast. And yet, that was all I don't do. You can't work, you can't buy, you can't sell. I'm not saying don't take it to. But I'm just saying that spirit behind it is a wrong spirit. And that is what we are against. May God help us to be able to stand. I look at the Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, and I look the book of Daniel, and I can see that those who know their God will indeed do great exploits. Those who know their God, no matter how, the little one is speaking blasphemy. I don't forget my children, one cupcake. The little one that is speaking blasphemy, no matter what, they will be delivered. He said, we are giving a kingdom that stays forever, a kingdom that cannot be destroyed. The most important thing is our heart to belong to God. Let us know our place in Christ. The Bible said that if you have the Spirit of God will testify to your soul that you are the Son of God. As the Spirit whispers to your spirit, are you convinced that you are the child of God? Are you convinced that if we have power today, you will be among those that will be like a cloud and go? Are you sure? If you are not sure, release your heart to God. Let your heart be open to receive God truly. It's not a matter of coming to church. It's a matter of actually having a relationship that can keep you standing and you will never fall. May God bless His word.